Welcome back to Scandals of American Government. This is Lillian and I will be your host. Today we're going to look into the investigation of Pearl Harbor attack. We have Daniela, a personal investigator, joining us today to help us look into this investigation. How are you today?
Honestly, to tell you, it's been a very chaotic day, I'd say. What about you? You ready to hop into today's topic?
Yeah, okay, so a little bit of background into congressional investigations. They have been around since, like, the 1700s. They investigate anything related to the development of public policy, and it's not like the whole Congress is investigating the certain topic. There's an assigned group of people that work on certain cases, and those are called the committees. The people that worked on the Pearl Harbor investigation, which is what we're going to be covering today, was Senator Owen Brewster, Representative J. Narrett Clark, Senator Homer Ferguson, Representative Bertrand W. Gerhart, Senator Walter George, Representative Frank Keefe, Senator Scott Lucas, Representative John Murphy, and the chairman. There's a chairman and a vice chairman. The chairman is kind of like the one leading the whole investigation, and that was Senator Alan Barkley. And the vice chairman, which is the assistant, was Representative Jerry Cooper.
You know, I really like how you put that in there, because it's important to note who was in the investigational committee, just because they represent the left and right wing. And this investigation, it was kind of equal on both sides, but there has been some investigations where it was represented unequally.
Yeah, so it's important to know if it was an equal and fair investigation, because, well, like Daniela said, there has been some investigations that have been unequal, or they just take the right or left wing.
Mm-hmm.
We should get into a little commercial break before we get started on the real investigation. Well, according to the articles I've read,
you know, you can only get so much on it, but it looks like blame was on a man named General Short. Now, General Short, and I'll do a brief summary on him real quick. He was a former lieutenant general and major general of the United States Army. His progress through the military hierarchy was known as unremarkable but impressive for a peacetime period. And this man was everywhere, like, you know, jumping all over the world, France, Mexico, Georgia, California, Alaska, you know, just wow. And then Hawaii came short after, and he was put into command of Army Hawaii Department.
Hey, have you ever been to Hawaii, or, like, have you ever been to any memorials for the fallen soldiers or anything? I don't know, I was just wondering, because I've been to some, and it's kind of shocking, I think is the word, to see that many people, that many soldiers that have fallen, you know?
I think that's so cool that you went over there already. Like, I have never actually been over the world or anywhere, which is pretty lame.
Well, I didn't go to Hawaii, but I've been to some.
Yeah, so I've never really been anywhere, so I couldn't say anything. I like how it looked. But moving on, he was having a successful military career, and just to have, like, a such terrible fate in the end for him and other fallen soldiers. But answering your question, you asked why was the United States unprepared for the attack? Well, the back history of it was in 1941, the U.S., Japanese, and European powers had tension, which was near breaking point. So the U.S. codebreakers were certain that an attack would be coming, and sent out warnings issued to all commanders in the Pacific, where Short misinterpreted the message was vaguely in recommending a course of action to field commander as a warning to guard against sabotage of his forces by local Japanese sympathizers, giving the Japanese the surprise of attacking Pearl Harbor, killing many soldiers.
Alright, so we're going to go to a short commercial break real quick while we gather up some more information, just some discussion questions. So enjoy this quick ad. So if you didn't know, we have merch coming out next week on January 25th at 9 a.m. Central. So if you want to pre-order or just go check out what we have, make sure to go look up on Google or whatever, sag.shop.com. So don't forget to set your reminders for January 25th at 9 a.m. Central Time. Also, make sure to follow us on social media at Scandals AG on Instagram and Facebook, and AG Scandals on Twitter. On Twitter, we're going to be kind of highlighting the points of the congressional impeachment of our President Trump. All right, so that kind of wraps up our podcast for tonight. I hope you guys got some good information out of this, and if you guys would want to come back and tune in next week for the impeachment of Donald Trump and how that's going, and the inauguration of Joe Biden, we'll be live on January 25th at 3 p.m. Hope you guys have a good day, and thank you, Daniela, for joining us tonight. I hope to hear from you guys next time.